in one particular county, they have to date saved 30 tons of paint, which has been re-diverted for use to other schemes. And there are many tidy towns groups, youth clubs, and various community groups who are looking for old paint, maybe to repaint walls or decorate interior of community centres, clubs. And unfortunately, with the amount of paint that has been thrown out, a lot of that paint can be recycled or re-loved, as it's called, and put to use again. And I think it's something that the council needs to investigate, because other counties where it has been rolled out, they certainly have found the benefit of it. And in many of the other groups, we have eligible groups such as community groups, sports clubs, youth clubs, schools. They can all apply for the water-based paint. So I think it's something that hopefully the county council will look favourably on establishing it, and that we can get this old paint that is left lying. Sometimes people change their mind on colours, but I'd say every shed in the county has a couple of cans of old paint sitting there that I think could be reused.
And councillor, do you just see this as a big opportunity in terms of what it can provide for community, this whole idea of reloving paint, of reusing it, of recycling it, and back into the community where it can be availed of? And as you've rightly highlighted, that there are, like you said, if people themselves don't have spare paint lying around, they probably know someone who does. And it's one of those where it's about raising awareness about it, just to get it out there, let people know about it, that if it can be brought in, it seems like it's definitely something that will be availed of.
Well, yes, at a national level, there are 9 of these paint reuse social enterprises operating across the country, and they're supported by 11 local authorities and 27 civic amenity sites. So, you know, in total, 80 tons of paint has been diverted to good use. And I think, you know, I know that some years ago we had an old paint amnesty at one of the civic sites in Sligo, and I believe the traffic jams were for miles. So there's a huge demand for people, particularly maybe in the spring or summertime, to clear out their shed. And why should we be dumping, disposing, or sending for incineration something that can be reused again by community groups?